counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Kate Maloney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Well, there it is. It's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We do it every week, and Brian's going to let you know what you find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where each week you can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. This week, 38 stations submitting their charts. And you can also find specialty charts for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 10 countdowns, reviews, interviews, and loads more. And of course, right now, on the front page, an interview with the PAC AD, who are, for the fifth consecutive week, number one.
Oh, you gave it away.
I mean,
There's no mystery there's no to the show anymore. Go home, everybody.
Surely no one's surprised at this point in time.
Well,
great it's, record, great band, lots of support.
It's normal to see this time of year something stick around for a while before we get into the heavy record season.
That's true.
Yeah. And if you want to get in touch with us, there are a few ways you can do it. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at Earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you want a feature on this show. When we do an interview and we also play some of your music. We're going to do that today for Ian Kelly. And we're also going to have the countdown, the lowdown, and talk to Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. I call it a really big show. To quote, is it Johnny Carson? Win for me. You don't
you
even
say
know.
That constantly.
I know.
Surely you should know what it's from.
You should know who that is. Anyway. Well, there you go. So why don't we kick it off? Why don't we start?
All right. At number 20, Milosh from the latest record, Jet Lag. That is down from number 8. And you're going to hear a track from that record, which Anthony is about to tell you the title of.
Skipping.
Skipping.
Hopefully it doesn't skip.
That'd be perfect.
Stick around. There's more in the way. It's Earshot 20.
Number 20.
Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 19.
Stay awake.
It's Earshot 20.
And that was Solids with Over the Sirens from their new record, Blame Confusion. That's at number 18, up from 30. Haven't heard from them in a while, but I guess they're still sticking around on the charts. At number 19, dropping just one spot, was The Ketamines from the split Stay Awake, Always Small. You heard the A-side from that. And at number 20, down from number 8, you heard from Milos from the record Jetlag, track called Skipping, starting off the program.
That's how I feel my brain is right now, skipping. There's always one problem with being sick and having to take a week off of the show. It's only once a week. And so if you take a week off, that is 2 weeks until another radio show. You forget things. Simple things like hitting play on a CD player or hitting play on the computer. It's lucky that I'm getting back into the swing of it. I was really sick, too. It was bad news. If you're suffering from the cold or the flu, I empathize with you, listener. Thank you for making us your choice while you're sick.
We'll be your chicken soup.
Oh, nice. Probably not good with the flu. All right with the cold. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Coming up in a couple of minutes, we're going to be hearing from Stephen Karlik, and lots happening in the news entertainment world, so we'll get that. But first, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 17.
And number 17, up from 19, is Sleepy Sun from their newest record, Maui Tears. You're going to hear a track called Galaxy Punk. And back into the charts at number 16 from 29 is Del Barber from Prairiography, a track called Living with a Long Way to Go.
It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17. Shot 20. Number 16.
Name Boy Mac gonna make a comeback, make $1 million pulling oil from the ground. Tired of the long shower, waiting for the ball to drop, living in this half horse town. Well, I'll see you later, neighbor. I ain't looking good on paper. That's the only thing that I can seem to grow. And I'm tired of living, living with a long way to go. Tired of living, living with a long way to go.
At number 16, up from 29, that was Del Barber, Living with a Long Way to Go from the record Prairiography. And before that, number 17, up from 19, Sleepy Sun, Maui Tears, with a track called Galaxy Punk.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down in the top 20 albums, charting from earshot-online.com. Of course, we do this every week, and every week we chat with Stephen Karlick, our friend over at Exclaim Magazine. He's got lots of news happening this week, and we're going to start with a fairly big story. Tim Lambesis has pled guilty to murder-for-hire case.
Yeah, so this is a big story that we've been tracking for a while. As LA Dying's frontman Tim Lambesis was charged with an attempted murder plot against his wife Megan Lambesis, and the singer has now pled guilty to the charge and is facing up to 9 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. NBC San Diego reported that the change of plea came in a California courtroom on February 25th, where Lambesis admitted he had in fact sought out a hitman to murder his estranged wife. He had initially been arrested over the incident last May and was released on bail in July. And it was reported at the time that he had solicited an undercover cop to plot the killing, which the vocalist had later denied. Now a gym trainer has come out and told reporters that he wanted to know if I could maybe find somebody to do it for him. It was revealed in court that Lambesis had wanted to have his wife murdered because their divorce would leave her with 60% of his income, as well as because she didn't want her three children going on tour with him. And divorce documents also revealed that Megan Lambesis was concerned that Lambesis had become, quote, obsessed with bodybuilding. So it's a whole thing here, and the fact that he has pled guilty now says that he was maybe and most likely lying the whole time. So it's sort of a whole shady thing.
It's pretty crazy indeed. All right, we'll move on now and talk a bit about the Prism Prize. Big nominations coming up for that.
Yeah, the Prism Prize is, of course, the prize annually handed out to the best Canadian music video. It's voted on by quite a large jury, of which, full disclosure, I am a part. And they've just revealed the short list for of the 10 best Canadian videos of the year, including videos by Arcade Fire, Young Galaxy, Magical Clouds, Shad, Keys and Crates, The Bell Game, Colorado, Jesse Lanza, and Drake, many names of which should be familiar to Earshot listeners. And I'm happy to see that a bunch of my picks made it, actually.
And anyone on there, I don't want to give away what your vote might be, but what's the top for you? What was the top video?
I really love the video for Arcade Fire's Afterlife. It's directed by Emily Kaibach, who did that really great video for Grimes. And she's done the one where she's in the football stadium. And she's done a bunch of other amazing videos. I think this one's really special. It's really touching. And I think it does a good job of dealing with the afterlife. Everyone should go watch it. But I also think there are a couple. It's fun to see which videos make it, because some of them are serious, some of them are narrative-based, some of them are jokey and just really fun to watch. So it really runs the gamut.
Well, and they're all great Canadian artists, and great nods for them to be awarded or to be nominated for this. And the award is $5,000, which is great.
It is, yeah. And so we'll be voting. The jury will be voting on the videos shortly, and then the $5,000 prize will be awarded at a reception on March 23rd.
Awesome, and I notice on the website, if you go to Exclaim, you can enter for a contest to win tickets to the award reception.
Yeah, and it's a cool little thing, and there are free drinks, which is always...
that's always good. That's always
a little industry perk.
All right, and we're going to change directions now from more serious news to talk about some releases, and Duck Sauce has announced Quack LP. That's... I don't know if it's the most original name.
No, but Duck Sauce are sort of an interesting duo. It's A-Trag and Armand van Helden, who've been working together. They had that hit Barbra Streisand a few years ago, which was pretty huge. And since then, they've been doing sort of more house-inspired stuff. Their first album will be released on April 18th, and as you said, it's titled Quack. There is a trailer online for it that features an unknown song, although the track list has been announced, so it's got to be one of them. But it's an interesting little tune, and the album will be out on Fool's Gold. Also announced this week is a new album by The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. Their last album was actually a favorite of mine. It was called Belong. And the new one is titled Days of Abandon, which was produced by Andy Savers, who previously worked with My Bloody Valentine, The Kills, and Sigur Rós, which is actually kind of an interesting mix and sort of sounds like what the band sounds like. They have a very shoegazy kind of feel, but they do have a straightforward sort of rock style. Not like The Kills, but definitely a poppy melodic sort of sense to them. The new album will be out on April 22nd via Yubo Music, and there isn't a single yet, but again, they've released an album trailer, which you can see online.
And I would call this on the lighter side of news. However, I don't think it would be on the lighter side if you're talking to folks who collect vinyl, because there's some news coming from IKEA about plans to fade out some shelving.
Yeah, anyone who is a major vinyl collector probably has an Expedit shelving unit in their house. I don't know if it was on purpose or not, but the shelf, which is made up of a bunch of square-shaped shelves, fits vinyl perfectly, fits 12-inch vinyl perfectly. So even record stores, actually, if you go to any local record store, you might notice that they have Expedit shelves there too. And IKEA is talking about phasing it out, which is a bummer. Although, it's come out now that apparently they might just be finessing it and coming out with a sort of slightly different model, so fingers crossed. But record collectors are freaking out. There's a whole Facebook page where people can express their fears to IKEA.
Well, and it's divvied up into nice 16 units, and I suppose if you are a avid collector of vinyl, you've got your portions set up, probably A's and B's and C's and D's. So it looks pretty convenient. I mean, if I collected vinyl or had use for 16 individual compartments for a shelf, I'd probably invest in it.
There's one in my house, and I will be putting it on eBay in a year. I won't be. But anyway, if you need somewhere to keep your vinyl, a good one.
And get on it, because if you want to buy one, you might want to get it now before they run out. Okay, we're going to head back into the charts, get Stephen to stick on the line, because we will come back and talk a little bit more in the second hour of the program. So look forward to that. But first, we're going to head back over to Brian. He's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Sitting still at number 15 is Mogwai from their newest record, Rave Tapes. Here's a track called Hexon Bogon.
Number 15. We'll be right back. Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 14.
Oh my God, I need you close. Took me enough time to know. And after all the things we've seen, together I can't let go. Together I can't let go.
That was Free by Angel Olsen at number 14 from 26 from the album Burn Your Fire for No Witness. Before that, Sitting Still at number 15 was Mogwai from the album Rave Tapes, a track called Hexon Bogon.
Counting down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com. This is the Earshot 20. If you're just tuning in, we're taking a break from the countdown to head to the phones and chat with Ian Kelly, a singer-songwriter from Montreal who's released a new album. It was released in November 2013, and he's out touring now. And Ian joins us on the phone to chat. Welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hey, thanks.
So tell us a little bit about this release, your newest album, All These Lines.
Yeah, well, sincerely, I think it's my best album yet. Hopefully, it's not as good as the next one, but I'm really proud of it. I took a lot of time to write these songs. I figure, you know, there must be 50 new albums every week coming out. So if I'm going to add one to the pile, might as well be the best album that I can make. So I really took the time and the efforts that I thought was needed to just assemble this collection of tunes, and spent a lot of time writing the songs and then a lot of time working on them.
And what was the recording process like for this album?
Well, you know what? Usually I early on in the process, I start recording the things, the ideas and some tracks. And then I quickly, you know, go to like add drums and bass and stuff like that. And for this particular album, I made like an effort of not doing that. So I kind of tinkered with the naked versions for quite some time, just to make sure that the songs were right and I wasn't like in love with the arrangements. You know, I thought if I can make it a better album because the songs are better and like they should be decent songs even without any instrumentation. So I made sure that I liked the songs just, you know, on the guitar or on the piano and the vocals and stuff like that. So
Is there a story behind the title of the album or any of the songs that are on the album? Is there a story that kind of flows through with all these lines?
Well, kind of, but what I liked with that title is that it leaves a lot of room for interpretation. So it could mean something for someone and something else for someone else. So, 'cause I like that, you know. Then, as, like, for example, well, the song All These Lines references to all those lines that we're stuck in as human beings, like when we're always waiting in line for something, you know, whether it's just stuck in traffic or at the grocery store or you know, for an amusement park ride, or we're just always, it seems to me that we're always stuck in lines. But these lines could also be, you know, a melody that is stuck in our head, or just a tree, or like anything, like the world around us is made up with these lines. So I thought, you know, it could be a city sky, or it could be anything. And I thought this was it could be inspiring for the people that did the artwork.
You're doing a pretty extensive tour across Canada. Anything you're most excited about for this tour?
Well, this is my fourth album, and my fifth tour, because like when we had the success that we had with Speak Your Mind, and that actually went gold in Canada, we did like a second tour around that album. But I have to admit that most of these sales and most of these concerts were in Quebec. And so, I'm based out of Montreal, and I'm on a Francophone label. And so, it's particularly hard for me to break out or to reach out to people outside of Quebec. So I'm really excited with this album. I feel, you know, all the critics are like positive, and I don't know. It feels like this could be an album that takes me all across the country. I mean, I've toured with, you know, Sarah Sleen from coast to coast, but I really want to take my band and play from BC to all the way east.
Well, people have a chance to see you, and they can check out all of those dates. It's iankellymusic.com, iankellymusic.com, and you can check out the website and check out the music as well. And we're going to play a song from the album right now. Ian, thanks very much for taking the time to chat.
Well, thanks a lot for talking to me.
Stick around, because there's more on the way. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 13.
It's the Earshot 20.
Re-entering the top 50 and coming into the program at number 13, that was The Wet Secrets. Their new album's called Free Candy, and that was a track entitled Maybe We'll Make a Plan. Before that, you heard from Ian Kelly, who was an Earshot Extra this week, and Anthony had a fine chat with him, and you heard a track called Do You Love the Rain?
It was a fine chat indeed. I like the rain more than I love snow.
No, I hate the rain.
And I'm happy that summer is soon around the corner. That is for certain.
I think that all of the country would agree that we need more snow.
You're mistaken. We're about to get a bunch of hate mail.
That's what I'm goading. I want letters. You know, people say that you don't. If you ever are wondering, if you ever take part in radio and you're wondering if people are listening out there, just say things that are disagreeable. You'll find out.
Earshot20@gmail.com. Please address your emails to Brian if it's hate mail regarding snow, because I am with you. If you don't like the snow, I'm not a fan either. And also didn't know this, to all of our listeners out there, March 9th, I also don't like that date because that is the day we lose an hour of sleep. No good. That's when daylight savings time begins. Not a fan. I'm a fan when it ends because I gain an hour. It's a vicious cycle. You always think, you're like, oh, I gain an hour, but you know you're going to lose it at some point. So
they're in the news today. Someone working at the Meteorological Society in the United States came up with a misery index. This is just like an experimental project that they've been doing on their own, this woman. And she combined it. It sort of combines temperatures with snowfall amounts and determines how miserable people would be. And there's places, apparently, it's the most miserable it's been in 75 years.
We did have a lot of snow this year.
Most miserable place was Detroit, based on weather.
Wow.
Anyway, go look it up. It's kind of funny. People were all touting it as if it was this big official thing. And I started looking into it. It was really just a thing one person made up, but the media was bouncing all over it.
Well,
it's kind of funny.
If you want to find out if you're miserable or not, go check out that website. Two more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and we move on to the second hour of the program. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in next.
You're going to hear from Tough Age in a track called Seahorse. They're at number 12 this week, falling from number 5. That's from their eponymous debut.
Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 12.
Sleeping.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Dog Day rounding out the first 10 of the program at number 11, down from number 7. And from their most recent release in December, Fade Out, a track called Interview. Before that, number 12, down from number 5 was Tough Age from their self-titled debut record, a track called Seahorse.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20, and we are counting down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Enman, that's Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we do this every week on Friday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. We record and broadcast live and then send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. So we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us another couple other ways. Radio4all.net, where you can download this show. It's radio4all.net. And you can also find us on iTunes through podcast. No matter how you're listening to it, though, thank you very much for tuning in. And coming up is the second hour of the program. More with Stephen Karlick, your lowdown, and the top 10. So you're not going to want to miss that. Stick around. There is more on the way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.